peon for what the Democrats are up to, and I think we can pretty well figure out what it is. I think the strategy can go very slowly. Very, very slowly. And not to perpetrate anything in August. Just keep the pot boiling and feed little bits and build one issue after another.
Absolutely sound.
said that they think they can break away from the Republicans. No, not by names, but as a group, the establishment, Republicans.
Oh.
I think that's something we want to do some thinking about. A whole number of the old establishment, maybe we ought to get together. And I think Bryce would be very helpful in thinking through some kind of ensuring there, if any was. But somebody got hurt. I think the work with the Congress has been just superb. I mean, this morning was a pain in the ass. I'm sure, but I'll take it. They don't have to do that again last year.
They always feel that way for 48 hours.
Yes, sir. Well, that's right. Love between now and Friday, sir. I talked to him this morning. He's a very
George, of course, like radio thing, a sharp clip for television. I can do that to make the news shows. I can do that, and you combine that with the Frankie Massey reading on television, online, and so forth. But what I
gets a break in the next day, not the day I'm looking
to say it was my chat about finding script was and so forth in conjunction with our own. Kind of mind the fact that I have to go. Yeah, I know this problem now. I mean, there really is. If you want to remember, though, that even those press guys that are allegedly not unfriendly by amendments or whatever and so forth, they would prefer that we be obsessed with Watergate and the political things, because that's their itch to care about this sort of thing. They don't care about the international. They're public political writers. And if they really would, and if we play out of their hands, I mean, I'd say, well, look, I just want to discuss it. I think I agree. We know the Democratic tactics are obviously going to be to find a way to embarrass us and harass us as long as they can. But if they're talking about getting the president, they're not going to get it.
Yeah, but it's interesting that they've got a
plan.
Attrition versus...
They moved to the attrition thing rather than the knockout. Is that what you mean?
Which confirms also the perception that we made on Dean, and that's very interesting.
To say that the Dean knocked out him, he didn't knock out.
Yeah. And the word did not knock out. That looks like a peripheral thing.
But consider the other thing. So we went up to every contribution is going to be a scandal at some point. Could be. Selling mine.
Well, we can't pass today that there's any party in any election that wouldn't be able to do that kind of stuff. They won't do it. And yesterday, the goddamn thing on precision bow, the brutalized justice, they got a statement out finally late in the day.
Didn't make a difference. Except for one member.
That's right.
But they did get it out.
They got it out, and they did it properly. But God damn it, I would expect that it should have been out by noon if they've been doing the job properly. And I don't...
I know. God, I don't know, because basically, apart from anything else, precision, well, there was nothing. Absolutely, we had no knowledge of it over here at all. There was never any White House interest expressed or anything. They know if their records showed that they could have found it out in 5 minutes. They could have found out that their case was a loser. You notice the guy that raised it was a New York Jewish congressman.
Exactly.
Now, why did he raise it? I told you that there's a little group of Jews that are trying to get into this business. They're making a bad product at a high price, and they can't compete with ethanol. And so they bring an antitrust thing. It's a pure strike. It's basically it's a shakedown. That's what it is. But he wouldn't pay them off. Thanks, God. Damn, where the hell was the Justice Department?
Well, we did it, and that's
very unlikely. All right, it's better than nothing.
And they moved on their own. I called them as soon as we heard that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see
them. I know it's future officials, sir.
Future, we'll keep right on, shall we? Well,
what I'm saying basically is that kind of a charge can be floated any day of the week.
And it will be. That's right.
And what I'm saying is that we have to, in the month of August, take this issue on head on so that the risk entailed in raising those kinds of charges, whether it be a newspaper or an individual, becomes unbearable. Because American attitude is that, goddamn, we've had enough of this crap. And they want to get on with business and not go tolerate it. That's what we have to get turned.
Here's what we really need, a more aggressive man than George Bush in this nation. He's the sweetest guy in the world, but as I've often said, George, it isn't his nature to say anything brutal, tough, you know, like that.
That's right. That's where we're going to need a hatchet guy.
There's our problem. You need a hatchet guy that will be out there. Who is he? Who's that going to be? We have to find out. Larry could hit a lot.
If he would.
If he would. You know? Larry would have to play the little game. Of course, Conway would have.
we put him in jail.
He has been talking that way. All you need is public statements about your battles with him because of this and that. Well, basically, Val has got the same kind of a speech. John Andrews prepared for this. That's that who the one out. We all know that.
Thank you.
Oh, likely.
Likely, yeah. That's the part.
What do you say? What do you say? I know people say, well, he's ignoring.
So that bad strategy is the correct strategy. There isn't anyone that's thoughtful that has disagreed with that. Even opponents, even your political opponents who are responsible for it, there are some, have said that, of course, you can't speak up until the goddamn facts are out. And with every passing day, I'm more convinced that that decision was the right decision. Despite the concerns of very, very good people, Colson and the rest of them, they were wrong. It's just that simple. And you were right. Today, you read it in the press, the people, but not only committee and others or something else, we should, so to speak, to the subject matter. Now, you've got enough talking, you know. There's been too much talk.
That's it. And too much internal talk, which gets out. That's the problem with Brussels.
That's what I don't like. I just get sick and tired of it, and I don't think we need any more of that crap. We don't need any more of our own staff either.
Well, you can control that out, can't you?
Yes, sir.
You know, just say hello. I'm going to have
to remove control.
How does it do it? Because you have meetings.
Well, I can tell you one way to control it is
let somebody go.
Staff man, Malik, they took on Bruce Kerlay on Sunday. That's why I'm seeing it.